Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Hello, everybody. This is the podcast of 2nd of July, 1980. And some days ago, I watched a young Muslim man talking with his friend about his fanatic father. Since Muslimic immigrants are my main topic this week, I rebuild the conversation for you. Have fun.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Hey Ali, what's wrong with you? You look terribly angry.
I just talked to the prostitute friend of my disgraceful father.
Your father. I can't understand your father. He forgets his background and tells you to fit in this Western society without thinking about your feelings. Is he actually aware of what you want and which religion you want to practice? Anyway, Ali, we don't want to be part of this bad culture.
Culture? I can't see any culture in this city. Everywhere there are young people around us, drinking alcohol, talking with these godless people who dress very and innocently. What's wrong with my dad? He gave up his whole ideals when he got settled. Why doesn't he see the importance of keeping up our culture in our heads and our hearts? I'm not able to relate to his reasons why he left our homeland at all to make this immoral country our home, which is, has never become.
Well, I can't tell you, my friend. All I know is that you are very brave and that your patience deserves respect. You should try to live our religion without even looking at your father and not let him make you forget your goals. He isn't worth it, not at all.
I know what you mean. But you have to understand that I have still a piece of hope for him. He's my father, after all.
Your father is not as important as Allah. Allah loves and respects you as the way you are, and like nobody else does. Ali, and here, we know what's good for you, just like your family should. We take care for each other, and we need your faith in our cause. Believe me, we just need you to trust us.
Of course, I do. You have my full trust. Moreover, I'm deeply grateful that you have accepted me so far and gave me such a lovely spiritual home. Well, times change, and now the time has finally come to break with the wrong people. Even if they called you family, I have to put a distance between me and the person who I use to call my dad.
Ali, you won't regret your decision. Really. Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Well, and in that moment, obviously his father came into the coffee shop, whereupon the son left very quickly the coffee shop. And a few minutes later, a woman came into this coffee shop and set herself next to the man, and they talked the following conversation. Thank you, Bettina, for coming.
Hey, Pavis. I help you whenever I can. Tell me what's wrong. You look desperate.
Oh yeah, I am. I don't know what's happened. I told you about my son, Ali. He was a good boy, always. He was good at school and had a lot of English friends. I thought that Ali really assimilates into this society. But in the last weeks and months, he totally changed. He has given away his possessions, doesn't see his friends anymore, and emptied out his room. His computer, videotapes, books, everything, even his fashionable clothes. Well, he donated all the things I have worked so hard for and gave him just to make him happy.
I know how hard you work. I see it every night, every single night, when you bring me to my next client with the taxi. After all, we've known each other for 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. That's a lot. And, well, I work every night, 10 hours, and I don't have any time for myself. I always wanted to earn a lot of money for my son. That was my dream. First, I thought he had sold the things to have money for drugs, which is ridiculous. But that doesn't make sense anymore, since I know what's wrong with him.
Tell me, what's wrong with him?
Well, he rejects his Western lifestyle and has turned to Islamic fundamentalism. Can you believe that?
Islamic fundamentalism? Why? You are never interested in religion.
No, not at all. I always saw Islam as a religion which forbids too much, and especially such normal things as alcohol, friendship with woman besides your wife, and so on. It is just incompatible with the life in England. I don't get that. I don't know what to do. He's a fanatic, Bettina. I'm confused. What did I do wrong? I started to drink more than I used to, and I tried to talk to him, but he's a completely different person. Well, is it me? Am I the fanatic and won't accept other people's choices just like he said?
Stop talking, Paz. You're not a fanatic. Of course you're not. All I know is that you were always a good father.
Thank you, Bettina. Thank you very much. This were the two conversations I heard. I don't know how you feel, but I was really shocked when I heard it. Just to summarize it for you. The story examines the way first and second generation immigrants cope with contemporary British society. Powers, the father, has become so integrated that there is no longer anything about him to suggest his Muslim roots. He not only rejects Islam, but avoids any kind of religion. His son, Ali, although born in Britain, cannot integrate so easily. He is caught between two cultures and rejects Western values. In his disillusionment, he turns to his Muslim heritage for orientation.
Well, that sounds mysterious. We may just hope that such people will never do any bombing or terroristic acts in England. However, they hopefully just have familiar conflicts so that they won't get out of control. I think we are all safe. Goodbye, everybody. That were the podcasts of 2nd of July. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.